Welcome to the September 11th edition of the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by The Sharp Plays. It is amazing to think that it's been 24 years since the attacks on September 11th, 2001, but it is one of those life memories that are so vivid where you remember where you were, what you were doing, what you were thinking, what was going on when that first plane hit, and then more so when the second plane hit, because it provided you the realization that the United States was under some form of attack, which really had never happened before until Pearl Harbor is, you know, obviously where you'd have to go back to for that sort of a situation. So also weird to think that some of you listening today weren't even alive for it. But 24 years gone by, and, you know, it's always one of those things every year. You know, never forget what went on that day, the people that were lost, so many innocent people just going about their day, business, work, flights, very, very awful, awful situation. So quick remembrance for that and the people that passed away that day. It's tough to transition from that now to sports gambling, but they always said back then, you know, you have to go about your daily life or the terrorists win. That was the rallying cry after September 11th. So we're not going to let the terrorists win. We're going to move forward with sports gambling commentary and some discussion here. I am going to try to make this episode a true Go Fast and Win podcast episode, which means under 10 minutes for the entirety of the episode here. So let's get into it. First and foremost, told you so. Last week, I did a, I don't know what it was, 20 or 30 minute podcast about how you have to be patient, how there's always cold streaks, how every cold streak leads to a hot streak, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it many times. I've put it out probably weekly in some different capacity. Well, sure enough, we had a cold streak going. I put the podcast episode out. Thursday, we hit a first touchdown, a nice one, plus 1,400. Then on Saturday, started out a little shaky with Duke, but then the rest of the card went just perfectly. Great day on the TSP Live Radar on Saturday, 2-1 with Hermes selections and the TSP portfolio. And then that led into Sunday, where another great day, 2-0 Hermes in NFL. Another great day on the TSP Live Radar, another great day for book needs, portfolio cashed a parlay, paying plus 583 and cashed a straight bet on the Rams, which was also the first KB consensus of the season. So again, I hope I'm not going to belabor the point. Trust me. Don't worry. This commentary isn't going to carry 47 minutes as I talk about cold runs leading to hot runs. But all I'm going to say is there is an ebb and flow to gambling. It is not always roses. Be prepared for when you're going to lose. Accept the losses and just be patient. Hot streaks can't last forever. So when a cold streak comes, yeah, you don't want to embrace it per se, but there should be a little part of you that says, okay, just ride this out and we're going to get to the next hot streak. And damn, do I love hot streaks. Because this past weekend, if you were part of TSP Live, it was a hell of a weekend. It was a lot of fun. So I hope that instead of being a Debbie Downer in a cold run, you'll be a smart bettor and almost like a kid at Christmas, counting down the days until the cold run is over and we get a run like we had this past weekend, which is hopefully continuing here on Thursday. And with that, I'm jumping right into the action for this week. I got one wager that I want to cover, and it's a Robin Hood next game angle for those who weren't part of the Robin Hood Club back in 2019. Basically, the angle is that when sharps are heavy on a play, you come back on that play in the next game, provided that sharps are there. And for whatever reason, it was hitting around 60%. It was a solid angle in 2019, and it's been something we followed really for years now. It was sharp darling angle in MLB this year, was watching sharps hit a team, wait until that team gets their first win, and then ride that team. There were a bunch of them this year that were very, very profitable. Oakland, the Athletics, I should say, Baltimore. I'm going to miss a bunch of them, but we'll just, I would say there were at least six that were out there this summer, sharp darling angles in MLB. Similar angle to the next game, Robin Hood. So I'm going to jump right in. It's Duke. Duke outright on Saturday. They were a good, they got decent action this past Saturday, and they started out the game competitive. Couple bad breaks, losing getting a turnover, not executing very well, but moving the ball and playing good on defense. And then it just gave, the dam broke and they got killed. It wasn't even close. So again, this week they're getting sharp money. It's opened at, I think, plus 3. It is now down to plus 1 or a pick at most places. I have the algorithm calculating Duke at -3. So we have a huge value angle in this one as well. So I'm going to say it, the My Handicapping Game of the Year of the Week is on Duke in college football on Saturday. And let's jump over to my two cents, which is basically I just ramble on about a lot of different topics. Sometimes it's a rant, sometimes it's informative, sometimes it's just thoughts in general. And the one that I want to cover this week kind of goes with what I was talking about last week with cold streaks is take the L, as the kids say. Take the loss. Sometimes you're just going to lose. And if you're betting an average of 2 games a day, there's 365 days a year, times 2 is 730 games per year that you're betting. You are going to have a lot of losses. You cannot lament every loss. You cannot sit there and dissect every loss and break it down like it's the Zapruder film. For those who aren't familiar, that's the film of the Kennedy assassination. You can't break it down frame by frame. Okay, I should have done this. Oh, I forgot baseball sucks on Tuesdays. Oh, there was a full moon tonight. I shouldn't have bet. Stop it. Just take the loss. Move on. There are going to be hundreds of games that you're going to lose. There are going to be hundreds of games that you're going to win. After the bomb has gone off, after the game has lost, you really gain very little trying to analyze things after the fact. And one of the things that I would get into is there are people who are going to come out this season and they're going to have these like wacky systems. And it's going to be something like, when a team meets these 18 factors, they've won the last 27 Super Bowls. You know how they get those trends? They fit them to the last 27 winners. So they see what is in common about the last 27 winners, and they make that a trend. It's not predictive. It's looking back. So it's not like you say teams who have a better yards per play, you know, have consistently won Super Bowls. So you take the team with the better yards per play, and you did that in, you know, I don't know, 2019. You've won every Super Bowl since. This is not a real trend. I'm just saying. That's different because in the moment in 2019, you said, I'm going to bet the team with the best yards per play. You did and you won. You did it in 2020, you did and you won. Well, these systems, they don't win going forward. What happens is people just sit there like now and they'll look back at the last 20 Super Bowls and they'll say, well, the team that won wore red on their wristbands or some shit. That doesn't work, you know, and so don't go back and look at and try to fit, here's why this game did not play out accordingly. Okay, just take the loss. And it also, when you look at games like that, when you dissect every single loss, of course it's not bad to look at a loss and see, did I miss something, whatever. That's different, but you do it quickly over whatever. If you're lamenting the loss for 20, 30 minutes trying to break it down, for 10 minutes trying to break it down, you're spending way too much time on it. And it also leads to a problem. It leads to recency bias. Recency bias makes you forget math, and it makes you trust your emotions. And emotional betting, if I've said anything through the years, is the worst thing that you can do. Betting with emotion is what the sports books absolutely love you for, because you lose total control of rational thought and you dump your bankroll out there. Recency bias is the gambler's blindfold. You see something, you say, oh, this is how it's been the last 3 weeks. That means this is how it's going to be forever. It isn't that way. So you have to be aware that of recency bias. You know, make sure you don't fall into that recency bias trap. And the last thing I would say is recency bias is why the public bets streaks and the books love them for it. The public loves the, oh, this team is 5-0 the last 5 weeks. I'm going to hammer them now so they go 6-0. And sure, sometimes they do go 6-0. But one of the things I point out a lot as well is when people start noticing a trend, when the media starts talking about a trend, when the public starts talking about a trend, when it's all over Twitter, usually that trend's ready to die, either that game or in games ahead, and then regression hits. So if anything, when you start hearing of a big trend in play, the thing to be looking at is, when do I play the regression of this trend? Not necessarily, when do I follow it? And with that, folks, that's going to be it. This is your September 11th version, edition, episode of the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by The Sharp Plays. Check out the latest content, thesharpplays.com, tsp.live, and on X at The Sharp Plays. Don't forget Telegram, but if you want to get on Telegram, it's a great app to use, real-time information delivered there. The channel does have subscriber alerts, but about half the content there is free for, you know, public consumption of angles, trends, discussion, sharp buys, etc. go to thesharpplays.com, click on the Telegram link in the website menu, give you all the details to sign up. Very easy, simple app. Have it on your phone. Gives you notifications when anything is updated. Check it out, thesharpplays.com. That'll be it. Good luck this week, and I will see you back here next week, probably Thursday. I think this is a good time to cover the action. So see you next Thursday, and cash those tickets, my friends.